cash may no longer be king, but the federal government is ensuring it remains in court. From today, fuel and grocery retailers selling essential items are required to accept cash under new federal laws aimed at protecting Australians who still rely on it. The government says you should be able to pay with cash if you need to, even as its use continues to decline across the economy. Danny Price is the co-founder and managing director of Frontier Economics and has been analysing cash and payment trends for decades. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
Now, we all know and see that cash use has been falling for years. Why is the government stepping in now?
Well, there's a group of people in the community that continue to use cash for a whole range of very good reasons, and they're increasingly facing difficulties in managing cash, finding merchants who will take cash. And so the government's stepping in to make sure that those consumers are protected. They can still transact using cash.
And what are those very good reasons?
Probably the prime one among it is avoiding credit card surcharges. Surcharge fees have grown dramatically over the years. About $100 billion a month is transacted through credit cards and debit cards, and so there's about 2.5% fee on those credit cards. That's a lot of money that goes to banks to manage credit cards. And so, if you're in a poor, if you've got low income, and you're facing significant cost of living pressures, avoiding those surcharges is one of those things. But closely associated with that is a lot of people still find using cash to manage their budget helps them manage these cost of living pressures, and because it's a very tangible form of payment, and people like to allocate cash for certain things, and so it's not surprising that those people facing those cost of living pressures still use cash.
Do we know how many businesses will be impacted here? Businesses who are currently not accepting cash but will be mandated to.
Well, there's some strict limits around it, which small businesses. So it's really focuses on fuel and grocery retailers, but there will be exempt small businesses. So if the turnover is less than $10 million, so if you've got a like a corner store and not part of a franchise, so for example, not a 7-Eleven, then those stores won't be required to take cash if they don't want to. Although quite often it's those stores that really service those, those people that we're talking about that, really do face cost of living pressure. So if your local 7-Eleven store, for example, they're part of a franchise, they would be required to take cash for fuel and groceries. But there's a limit as well. So it really limits to transactions for an in-person purchase of less than $500. So it'll capture a lot of businesses, but not all of them, and not the very small kind of mum and dad type arrangements.
Yeah. As you say, though, it's exactly those kind of stores that people in remote areas, for example, people who perhaps don't have a car even might be going to. Is that an oversight, do you think, that those businesses are not captured here?
Yeah, so obviously that's the other reason, main reason why people use cash is they're not part of the digital economy. And there's, older people, for example, or people with very bad phone coverage or telecommunications quality. And you're right, so these are very vulnerable people. It could be an oversight, but then again, on the other hand, it's very expensive to handle cash, distribute cash, store cash, and the government's recently tipped in, $25 odd million to help bolster the the distribution of cash through Armaguard. So the government's having to step in to try and protect that as a service to ensure those businesses to continue. But my experience, and I think the findings were that most of those small businesses still accept cash anyway because it's their business. I mean, for those sort of customers, you don't really have to tell them that they have to accept cash because that's what they already do. Because that's without that, those consumers would go somewhere else.
Despite this new mandate, do you think ultimately Australia is heading for a cashless future?
In the work that we've done, we've found that even economies with incredibly low use of cash, like Sweden, for example, they still continue using cash, even though it's a tiny percent. We're at about, something less than about 20% of all transactions are cash-based. In Sweden, it's about a tenth of that again. And so they continue to use cash because of these consumers who want to use cash. So it just becomes expensive for people for merchants to manage cash. And so these sorts of regulations end up going in place to try and protect the consumers who want to continue to transact in cash. So some people just don't want to be part of a digital economy.
Danny Price, thank you. We'll need to leave it there.